Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about tapping, using tapping for anxiety. There are a lot of different ideas about tapping out there, and I want to make sure that you guys know that it's really very useful with anxiety. Everybody finds the tools and techniques and practices that are best suited for them. And if you haven't tried tapping yet, I would love to have you give it a try. So I'm first going to talk a little bit about tapping and what it is, but I'm going to put some really good links for you in the show notes that have some more information about tapping and also the diagram that shows the actual tapping points. I will describe them today, but it's also cool to have a visual of it if you can. And otherwise, you'll be able to follow along with what I'm saying, but I'll have a link to the diagram also in the show notes. And you know, tapping has been around for a while, and it's really like an updated way of actually pulling together acupressure points and our emotions and being able to use those together. So EFT tapping is emotional freedom technique tapping. So you can see where that name came about, emotional freedom techniques. And it was described as one of the most successful psychology self-help techniques ever developed. And the developer way back when was Gary Craig, and his site will be also in the show notes. And of course, it's grown and many people have been using it in all kinds of different practices and on websites and the like. So do check it out. I'm giving you the real basic beginner websites where it all came from, and then you can explore further on your own. And that brings me to the point, I don't think I talk about this often enough, that in order to heal, we do our healing, we do our growing by taking all of our own pain, our own suffering, and investigating it, looking into it, doing our reading, doing our practices, looking up new things, talking to people about it, being in groups with people about it, or talking with loved ones about it. So I want you to do that. Do your homework, investigate, find the things that work best for you. Okay, off my soapbox. Now we're going to get back into our tapping. So it's become super popular. And like I said, you can use it for so many different issues, from anxiety to pain, guilt, trauma. People use it for performance, whether it be on stage or in sports and in business. So it's helpful for you in all areas of your life. But I want you to know today, right here, on the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, that tapping is a great resource for anxiety. So the emotional freedom technique is a form of what they call like energy psychology, or you could call it mind-body therapy. And again, it was originally created by Gary Craig, and it's very, very popular, and it can cover so many different physical and emotional issues that just about everybody would do well to have this in their toolbox. So it works through dealing with the negative emotions, memories, physical symptoms, or pain by focusing attention on a very specific issue while you're tapping a meridian or acupressure point on your body. And so it's really easy. The acupressure points are all like from your collarbone up, so they're really easy to get to. And these points are based in the Chinese meridian system, which is also used in acupuncture. So they're also used for people who practice acupressure. So the same points, it's the same meridians. But what we're doing is we're coupling that with an issue, with a phrase, with a feeling. So the points that are used in EFT tapping are specifically chosen for their ability to help you calm your nervous system down and regulate, guess what, your amygdala. This is why this is so helpful. EFT operates under the assumption that physical and psychological problems are often the result of unresolved emotional problems. So we talk a lot about that here, things being in the subconscious. And this is a way to be able to access these things and to move beyond them. When we tap on the points, which I'm going to tell you about in a minute, while we're focusing on the problem that we are working on, we can do what we call neutralize or release the negative hold or the charge that the emotion or the memory has on our current state. And you know that feeling of a negative charge or something having a hold, right? Like you can't get beyond it. It's very much anxiety. So this is really easy to do, and it's quick and it's gentle, and there's no need to rehash the past problems over and over again. You simply do the tapping. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. So there's a whole bunch of research that was done on EFT tapping, and I'm looking at my time. I don't know if I'll have, you know what? I'm going to save the research. If there's time at the end, I will cover the research, but I really want to jump into you knowing how to do it. Sometimes that's all you need. Like the research, you be your own N=1 person in this study of one. Okay, let's jump right into first telling you about the points. I want to tell you where the points are. So kind of take your couple of fingers if you have a hand available, and just tap these a couple, 2, 3, 4 times when I say them. That will start giving you a little memory, muscle memory as to where they are. So the top of the head, right there at the crown of your head. That's one. Then the inside of the eyebrow. You can do this with one hand. You don't need to do both hands, but you can. The inner part of an eyebrow. And then the side of the eye. Same eye, same eyebrow you just did. Then under the eye. Then under the nose. Then the chin. Kind of under the lips. Not at the bottom of the chin, but under the lips. Then the collarbone. And then under the arm. And that is the entire sequence of the taps. And we do them in that order. Top of the head. Inside the eyebrow, you know, in the middle of the nose, but over on one of the eyebrows. the side of the eye, under the eye, under the nose, under the lips on the chin, collarbone, and under the arm. Okay, so we know where we're tapping. Now, let's talk about the basic, easy procedure for the tapping. It's 5 steps that we can do. The first step is to identify the issue that you're working on, right? So you want to focus in your mind on the issue and make it very specific. You could use being afraid of getting on the elevator or being on an elevator. And an issue such as like just anxiety or feeling stressed is too broad. You want to be a little bit more specific. And so you could say these butterflies in my belly when I get in the elevator. That is the sensation you're going to focus on, the butterflies in the belly when you get in the elevator. That's very specific, okay? And so you want to keep that in mind. That's what you're working on. And then the second step is to pay attention to the subjective unit of distress. Let's just shorten that down to your distress level, okay? Once you have identified your issue, you want to check and see how intense it is, right? So you want to go from 0 to 10, 0 being no intensity at all, completely neutral, and that's where we want to get to, and 10 being severely intense. And so then the third step is you're going to create a setup statement. So every time your statement begins, you start with a setup statement. And this statement is used to acknowledge the problem. And so you want to acknowledge the problem, but at the very same time, just like we talk about here all the time, you want to be accepting and non-judgmental of yourself when you are acknowledging this problem. So it's an issue and you're acknowledging it, but you're doing it without judgment. So your statement could go like this: even though I have these butterflies in my belly to get on the elevator, I deeply and completely accept myself. This is the self-love. This is the self-acceptance that we all so desperately need. So what would it be again? Even though I have these butterflies in my belly for getting on the elevator, I deeply and completely accept myself. Now, you could have the anxiety belly or the butterfly belly, whatever you like to call it, around anything. I'm just using the getting on an elevator because that was one of my struggles. And I don't forget it. Even though I don't have it anymore, I don't forget it. Okay, so you did your setup statement. And then you go through the tapping sequence. Remember those points that I told you about. And so while you are tapping those areas, we will repeat a short reminder phrase while we tap onto each point to keep us focused on the issue we are working on. The reminder phrase is typically a little bit shorter than the actual version that you came up with the setup statement, but it will be around the same issue. It just won't be as wordy. So after you picked your setup statement and you have it in your mind, I want you to do what we do this before we start tapping, is we make our hand like we're going to do a karate chop, right? And so that side of the pinky side, we call that the karate chop point, and we begin our actual tapping sequence. So you just take that part of your hand and you tap it onto your palm of your other hand. So you're like karate chopping your hand. And you say your setup statement, okay? That gets it started. And then you go to the first point, which is the top of the head. And you will work your way down through the points that I mentioned. And what is the tapping actually? We're taking 2 or 3 fingers and we tap on each of those points while saying our reminder phrase each time. And our reminder phrase is going to be, I love and accept myself. And so we say, right, you got your, even though I have butterflies in my belly for getting on the elevator, I completely love and accept myself. And any of the words that fit you, you will tailor these for yourself. But remember, you state the problem, and then you're going to love and accept yourself. If love is too strong for you, and I know it's a loaded word for a lot of people, you can just say, I accept myself. I'm going to have the positive piece there. And we're going to tap two or three fingers on each of those points. And you may use more fingers when you do the collarbone and the under the arm. But each point that I mentioned earlier is tapped several times before you move to the next point. You basically do it long enough to clearly state your reminder phrase. So there's no real right or wrong way to do this, but the points are important because this is part of the meridian system that we are stimulating, that we are shaking up a little bit. So you don't have to do it a specific number of times. After you've done it long enough, you'll have your own sequence of times. I know even just when I was telling you guys the points, I was tapping them because I have done this and taught this to so many people that my hand just automatically goes there and I start tapping. So it's not right or wrong, but you know, you could do it between 5 and 10 times before you move to the next point. And the tapping can be done on either side of your body using one hand or both sides of the body using two hands. And here's a quick reminder for you in case you're ever in a situation where you can't actually go around tapping like that, because it is kind of obvious that you're doing something when you're tapping the top of your head. You can always use the collarbone, the point, to just tap. Most people would not notice if you were tapping your collarbone. They may think that you have a little itch or something there and that you are just tapping it, but you could say your phrase, reminder phrase, in your head. So again, what are we talking about here with our setup statement is, even though I have these butterflies in my belly because I'm afraid to get into the elevator, I deeply and completely accept myself. And you can use just the I deeply and completely accept myself as your reminder phrase as you are going around doing your tapping. You could say the whole thing. I've seen it done both ways, doing the whole setup statement or using just the ending as your reminder phrase. So there's another point here that we have to get to. We have to come back when we're finished tapping all the way around one time. We stop and say, how do I feel now? What is the new number on the scale? I want you to reassess. Remember the first time before we started, we picked a number between 0 and 10. 0 being totally neutral, not being bothered by this, to 10 being off the charts, okay? Did your number drop? Did the intensity change at all? Did your pain or discomfort move? Or did something else stronger come up? All of these things are possible, but you reassess. And once we reassess, we can continue working on the particular aspect if it's still above 0. You can refocus on something that came up during the round, or you can move on to the next aspect of the original issue and just go around with that again. If your subjective unit of distress didn't reach 0, you will want to repeat the process with another tapping session, or if you don't have time to do it, you can just know that you made a start and that you can come back to it. But I'm hoping that when you are going to do this for yourself, you will leave yourself enough time to be able to go round and around. Because we want to do this like we do meditation, just like we do our yoga, just like we do Tai Chi or our exercises, our walking. We want to do it proactively. It does work if you are in a jam and you are stressed. You can do that. But you can also do it when you are home and you have time and you feel the issue come up and you have time and space and you can go sit down somewhere for 10 or 15 minutes and really do some tapping and pay attention to your distress level and if it is coming down. So if it comes down to a 0, then we could access other related aspects that came up maybe during the process if you wanted to keep going and work with that. You see, this is like peeling an onion because that's what we're like. We clean up one thing and there will be another. But that's okay because we can do it. We can deal with it. And I know that for some of you, this tapping is going to be key. So I hope that everybody will give it a try because I taught this to a lot of women when I was seeing people for eating disorders. And I have to say, 50% of them absolutely loved it and flourished with it. And 50% just were like, what? They didn't get it. They didn't want to do it. And that's okay too. That's just not a right tool for you. So let me know if this works for you. I would love to hear from you. You can send email to anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. And now for today's quote. You don't have to control your thoughts. You just have to stop letting them control you. And that's from Dan Millman. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.